Hey guys, this is Santos Banning once again. I just got home. I had a great workout. I just ate some dinner. I'm feeling really good, but I wanted to do a quick podcast before I hopped in the shower, did some homework, and called it a night. So the last couple days, I've been talking to my buddies, and as you guys know by now, and if you don't, if this is your first time listening, I appreciate you coming in, but I'm 22, okay? I just graduated college, super young dude. My friends, 21, 22. But I've been working full-time for the past 6 months. And as I've grown up, and since I started working when I was 18, so 18 to 22, I've had jobs. And I've heard a lot of people complain. And when I was younger, I didn't really care that much, because when people complained, it didn't really pertain to me. So when I was 18, 19, working in retail, and I heard people complain about how much work they had at their full-time job, and how they have to dress professionally, I didn't really understand it, because I was younger. I never had to dress up for anything except maybe church a couple of times when I went. So I didn't like dressing up, so I understood not liking dressing up. I normally, when I worked retail, I'd have odd hours, so I'd work over closing time during the weekends, or I would work right after school, and my work was like 5 minutes away from work, so I never had to deal with rush hour traffic. So when people complained about rush hour traffic, I guess I didn't really understand it, so I never really had any opinions about it. I just felt like, oh wow, that must suck. I don't know anything about it. I work 5 minutes from work. I go to work right after school. And I did that in college. And then once I graduated, I got my first full-time job. And I've been working full-time for the past 6 months. And I have to dress up professionally. I have a shit ton of work on top of working full-time. And then I have all these bills. I have an apartment. I have a car payment. I have Wi-Fi, Cox. Like, I make payments towards my student loans. Like, I'm a pretty busy person, and I work out on top of it, because I sit at a desk, so I don't want 20 years to go by and then get fat if I continue working at a desk, you know? Because I hear so many people complain about it, and I just don't want to be one of those people. But the point is, still to this day, a lot of my friends, now that we're older and we all have full-time jobs now, I'm hearing the same complaints that I've heard other people complain about the rush hour, about how much work they get, and having to work full-time. Now that I've done it and I've been doing it, I understand it. I haven't been doing it as long, but to me, in the grand scheme of things, if you're getting paid pretty decently and you're getting paid to show up at work, dress up, and do work, then I don't see what the problem is. So this is really just a complaint podcast. Because it really truly bothers me when people who aren't management level workers complain about how much work they have to do and about their coworkers, because they think their coworkers are stupid and shitty workers. And then I can't help but think, if that's how you think as a full-time employee that's in a non-management position, I can't see these people being an effective manager or a good manager or a leader, because it's a hell of a lot harder to manage people and to run your team. It's so fucking hard. Like, it's a lot of work. There's no such thing as a 9-to-5. You have to answer people after hours. You have to come in earlier. You have to assign tasks. You have to work during the weekend sometimes. Like, vacation is very minimal. So when I hear these same people talk about they want to start their own business, then I'm like, you must be really fucking kidding me, because that's even harder to be accountable for yourself and a whole team and a whole company and a brand, and trying to stay relevant to bring in revenue is hard. It's really, really hard. And I just don't know how these people who complain about little things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things make it, because if that's your mentality as a non-management position, then I don't know how it, and usually it how much they complain, it can not always, but from what I've gathered, it reflects on their work ethic. Sometimes they complain about it. They half-ass their job because sometimes they're like, oh, like I shouldn't be doing this much work. I don't get paid enough for it. And some of these people that I know that complain make 40, 50, 60, 70, 80K. Like literally it's 40 to 80K. And that's pretty good. I'm 22 and I think that's great. I'm like, I'm on the lower tier of that income that I just named. But I think I make good money. So hearing other people who make as much as I do or a little bit more complain about how much work they get is just astounding to me. When I go to work, I look at work as a privilege. Sure, I think it would be nice to run my own company, but as of right now, I'm a full-time employee, and I view having a job as a privilege because I could not have that job, and without a job, I could be struggling. I think that we live in a society where people just are kind of entitled and are just lazy, and these people that want to run their own businesses aren't doing anything to make their business happen on top of being lazy and entitled. So I just don't see how they think they're going to succeed at becoming an entrepreneur. Well, I think being an entrepreneur is really popular right now because people want to be rich and have passive income, and they think with that they could do whatever the fuck they want. I don't think they really understand what goes into being an entrepreneur and how hard creating passive income really is, because even when you create passive income, it's really truly not a passive income, because there are other people that want to do what you just did, that want to do what you do, people who want to make it, people with smarter ideas, people with better work ethic, better connections, and better consumer ideas. And you just think once you make it and that's it. No, it's hard. You have to stay relevant to maintain business and generate a constant and increasing revenue every day is an everyday struggle. It's an everyday hustle. You got to grind and work your face off, and it doesn't happen overnight. I don't know how these people who've been working full-time for however many years and not do anything on the side to get their business started can complain about their current situation when they want another lifestyle, if that makes sense. How are they going to complain about their work situation but they want another certain lifestyle, or they want more pay but they're not willing to do the work to get more pay or to start their own business, or to, like, there are things they could do on the side, but people just choose not to. People think certain things are just beneath them. I'm a college student. I've used Uber and Lyft a lot. A lot of these people that I know are actually pretty well off people, but they do Uber and Lyft on the side because it's just extra money. Some of the people that I know won't do that. They won't do Uber Eats. They won't work a part-time job at a frickin' Sally Salon or frickin' Sears or Macy's. They don't want to put in the extra work, but they want a better lifestyle. These things don't just come to us. These are things that you have to work for. And if you want to start your own business and be an entrepreneur, you're not just going to have a fantastic idea, lay out a plan and execute and then be successful. It's an everyday process. It's not like a 5-year plan where you're just like, bam, I got an idea. Bam, I'm going to do this. Okay, I got investors. Bam, and now we're going to put out a product or a service and I'm good to go. If it were that easy, everyone would do it. If creating a passive income was easy, everyone would do it. Even the people that you think have a passive income really don't have a passive income. They make money and generate money and they make their money work, but they're grinding every single freaking day. So the fact that people complain about how much work they get, or they complain about traffic, or they complain about having to work or dress professionally, is just ridiculous. Because really, in the grand scheme of things, those are just so, so small. If you might have a lot of work, I don't know your job, but that's what you get paid to do. You might not like working at a desk, but that's what you get paid to do. You might not like dressing up, but that's what you get paid to do. These aren't just things that, like, they don't tell you in an interview. They kind of give you, they should at least lay down how it's going to be in the workplace, what the policies are, and what is expected of you. No, there's no such thing as an easy job. Even if you're working retail, it gets busy and it's hard. Even if you work fast food, it gets busy and it gets hard sometimes, and you have to deal with shitty people sometimes. I live by three pillars, really, and I truly believe that these have led me to my current success and will lead me to my future success. I'm nice to every single fucking person. Like, as a human, I think that I am smarter than other people. I do think I'm smarter than other people or better than other people. That's just human nature. Everyone thinks that way. But I'm also very humble. I don't need to act like I need to shit on everyone. I don't need to act like I'm so much better than everyone. Because in reality, someone else thinks that about me. They think they're smarter than me, think they're better than me. And there's really no way to measure it, because I don't think, like, income and fame can really define who's better than who. It's all subjective, really. But I don't need to be snobby, so I'm nice to every single person. I don't care if you're the janitor of a company or a greeter or the CEO. I will treat you the exact same, because I believe every person should be treated nicely. It's just being kind. It's part of humility, because I don't need to act like I'm better than everyone else. It's just unnecessary. The other thing is work hard. That's just a no-brainer. At everything I do, I try to be the very best at it. At my current job, I am the newest person. Everyone else has been there for years. I am the newest person, and I truly believe I am the best worker. I mean, I don't know if I am. My numbers are comparable to the people that have been there for decades. But it's because I work my face off at everything I do, whether it's school, in class, public speaking, trying to be an entrepreneur, being nice to everyone. I try to be the best. I try to be the most nice person I could be. I try to, if you need someone to talk to, I try to be the best fucking listener and person to give you advice. I just try to be the best at everything that I do. Because I really don't know. I've heard The Rock say this. He said, there's always someone working harder. He doesn't fucking know that. Like, that could be bullshit. I don't know if there's anyone working harder than me. Right now, I don't have a lot of success because I'm super young, but I'm getting started. I'm heading in the right direction. But when it comes to small tasks like homework, like work, like planning goals and executing, I think I'm a hard worker. So I work my face off every single day, because this is our one life. The only thing that is guaranteed, that's universally known to everyone, this one experience is the only guarantee that we know for sure. I don't know if you're religious or spiritual, but as a guarantee, non-faith truths, this guarantee that we know for sure universally is this life. So everyone should try to do as much as they want and should try to succeed as much as possible and set out goals and execute and succeed at them in this life. Okay, so just work hard. Third one. What was my third one? It kind of changes sometimes. I think it's like, or something around being motivated or being social. I think it's be social. Yeah, be social. Being motivated is a good one too. But for me, these are just my goals. Being motivated, because I've dealt with a lot of adversity. Everyone deals with adversity. If whoever's listening to this right now, I know you've gotten your heart broken. I know you've gone through some shit. I know your family's gone through some shit. You might not have your family. you might be hungry right now. You might have your lights off. I hear it all, man. Everyone's going through some shit. But don't let that hold you back. Use that as motivation, because when you succeed and you look back at it, you're going to be like, damn, man, I remember when I went home and went to bed hungry as fuck. I remember when I didn't have anything to eat, so I had ice and water for dinner and I went to bed. I remember I couldn't shower. I used baby wipes for a month. Like these are just examples. Like, when you look back at it and you're like, damn, I remember struggling. I'm glad I'm not going to be there again. I'm never going to be there, because I did some shit with my life. I'm really doing this. I'm fucking doing it. When you have that mentality, it'll take you so far, and it will improve your quality of life. That's how I've thought about my life since I was a young kid, because like I've told you, I grew up in a group home. Before that, I was homeless, eating dog food. I had bad rashes everywhere. I was dumpster diving. I slept in dumpsters. Like, I didn't have it the worst, not by a long shot, but I didn't have it the greatest either. And it was adversity, and I dealt with it, and it motivates me, because I started from the bottom, and the only way to go up, the only way to go is up. So I stay motivated, and to me, that kind of like pillars into like other things, like being social, like talking to everyone, making connections, and like being nice. It's being humble and being perseverant, like that's all kind of like under motivated for me. Those are just kind of the three that I live by. Yours may vary or might be a little bit similar. You might have more. You just might have a life motto. You might have a catchphrase, or just like a mentality, or you might have a music lyric, or like a specific scene or a moment in your life that you reflect on and that keeps you motivated. Whatever it is, keep using it, because that's what makes you who you are. That's what drives you. That very moment, whatever you use, keep using it, because when it's all said and done and you look back, you're gonna be grateful. I know it sucks now, but I'm glad I went through that tough shit, because it makes me more appreciative of the things that I've accomplished. Like, I even despite all that I said and all the shit that I've gone through, I truly believe I have the best fucking life, and I'm only fucking 22. My life hasn't even fucking started yet, and I think I have the best fucking life ever. I'm comparing my life to Bill Gates and Russ and The Rock and Steph Curry. I have the best fucking life. And that's the mentality that everyone should have. But that's in my previous podcast. That doesn't mean you need to settle. Just stay hungry. Keep working hard. Stop complaining. That's what my friends are doing. That's what I hear these other full-timers complain. These 30, 40, 50-year-olds, they're complaining. They bitch about shit that doesn't matter, but they want to be entrepreneurs. Don't be that person. Because if you think your job is hard now and you can barely handle it, then you cannot handle being an entrepreneur. But if you are enjoying this struggle right now and this hustle, and you want more out of life, then there shouldn't be nothing holding you back. Do some side shit. Put some money aside. Make connections. Build. Market. Start your fucking companies. Bring your dream to life. There is nothing holding you back. So if you're listening to this, and I have several subscribers, and it continues to grow, and I'm pretty stoked for that. I don't know if you guys know, I have Instagram, but that's all I use. So if you want to follow me, Santos Banning. I really don't post on Instagram that much. It's social media is not a big thing to me. I probably should market my podcast, but I don't. I will just keep posting and just hope more people continue to discover me. Yeah, but if you want to, yeah, my Instagram is, you can just look me up. I doubt there's very many Santos Bannings out there. Santos, B as in boy, Anning, or Santost, Santoas, 3 T's, TTT. 16. That's if you want to follow me. Like I said, I don't really post a lot, though. If you just want to see how I look, that's fine. I'm a pretty good-looking guy. But to end this podcast, don't be complainers. Don't hold yourself back. Don't let other people's opinions dictate what you do and don't do. Do some shit. You have a dream. I know you do. Everyone does. Go out and do it. This is the perfect generation and the perfect time to be doing this kind of shit. And if you aren't, you're already falling behind, because time's going to keep going and keep going, and you're just going to keep wasting it, and you're going to keep doing shit that only half-ass satisfies you. And then before you know it, time's just going to go pass you by, and you think it's going to be too late. But it's really not. I know there are people that are newlyweds. I know there are people that are newly parents, people that have a shit ton of debt, people that are insecure, people that had some shitty lives. But Gary Vee says this all the time. If there is someone else with a similar story like yours and looks like you, and they have succeeded, then you can too. I know you think you're different. I know you think you can succeed, but you aren't doing anything about it. So if you think you can succeed, then why aren't you doing anything about it? Why aren't you trying to succeed? There's only so much thinking and planning you can do. So go out and do some shit about it. Okay, guys? I'm about to shower, do some homework, finish up a soda. I actually had a soda today. I hardly ever have soda, but it looked fucking good. Later, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.